The Reform Party is due to elect a new party chairman at its national convention next month, and Governor Ventura says the right man for the job is Jack Gargan.
Do you know who he is? He's that famous guy that took out those full-page ads, "Throw the bums out." Remember those? Throw the bums out.
In case that doesn't jog your memory, Jack Gargan is the Florida man who in 1990 spent $50,000 of his own retirement savings to buy 6 full-page ads in national newspapers calling for term limits on Congress. The effort soon turned into a nonprofit organization called Throw the Hypocritical Rascals Out, or THROW.
It exploded, and before it ran its course, 4 years, it ran all of 1990, 91, 92, and 93, the people sent me enough money to run 633 of those full-page ads.
Since then, Gargan has run unsuccessfully for governor and congressman in Florida under the Reform and Independence Party banners. But now he says Jesse Ventura is the new light of the nation's anti-incumbent political movement. The Reform Party has been languishing in the past few years. Poor showings in local elections has caused it to lose its access to ballots in several states. During the last presidential race, it had access in all 50 states. Now it has access in only 19. Gargan says the party needs to learn from Ventura's success in Minnesota.
Instead of getting involved in doing the things that the governor's doing up there, an exemplary job and getting people excited, we've kind of drifted along here recently, and it, if not in reality, it gives, unfortunately, and rightly or wrongly, it gives the impression that the party is just being held together for somebody's use down the road a bit.
Gargan and Ventura share the belief that the National Reform Party needs to distance itself from its founder and two-time presidential candidate, Texas billionaire Ross Perot. In fact, Perot himself does not officially run the party. That job belongs to party chairman Russ Verney, a former Perot campaign advisor. From his office in Dallas, Verney rejects the notion that Perot's influence has somehow tainted the party.
I think it's baloney. I think the party is very proud that Ross Perot founded this party. In essence, it's his gift to America. And it's not who is overshadowing the party. There's plenty of room for everyone who wants to do work to come in and join the party. There's no room for people who want to be anointed to come in and take over.
Verney says he's not sure yet whether he'll run for re-election as party chairman, but he says he's encouraging as wide a contest as possible. With Ventura's public endorsement of Gargan, the party leadership election is beginning to shape up as a battle between Perot loyalists and the self-styled New Guard, who are lining up behind Ventura, the party's biggest success story so far. The tug of war for control of the party could have real consequences in the 2000 election. If party delegates decide to break with Perot leadership at this year's annual convention, that could be a strong indication that they don't intend to give Perot the nod as their presidential candidate next year. Perot has not yet said whether he intends to run, but people like Jack Gargan and Governor Ventura want to make sure he doesn't, at least not on the Reform Party ticket. At the Capitol, I'm Martin Costi, Minnesota Public Radio.